Dangers on the Book by David Ornus, published in France by Ballant Edition, May 2022. Chapter 1. Fear not. Adventure is a voluptuous mistress whose caresses one cannot do without. Despite all our efforts to distance ourselves from it, our thoughts always lead us back to her, and we never tire of exploring her body. When reflecting on my younger years, I think of the young people I sometimes encounter during conferences at university or in management schools. I want to tell them that they must have confidence in themselves, have dreams, and live them, because as Pierre Schendorfer wrote in a book up there, beware of adolescent dreams. One day they become reality. That is the goal we must set for ourselves, to realize our dreams, or at least try to give ourselves every means to achieve them, and have faith in oneself. Young people should know that life holds multiple surprises for them, and it is only a matter of wanting to be able to achieve. General Bijard used to say, it is easier to give up than to want. And as the ways of the Lord are unfathomable, some adolescent dreams come true, sometimes much later. The man I have become, shaped by my readings, is enamored with freedom and, above all, a bit rebellious. It is this mindset that led me to become an entrepreneur, an obvious choice for me. At the age of 30, after going to great lengths to be re-enlisted in the army, I resigned after 7 months. I felt stifled. I felt too confined, too constrained, too endeared. My creativity was frustrated, as was my enthusiasm and dynamism. A free man is thirsty for adventures, discoveries, challenges, and challenges to overcome. This is the essence of an entrepreneur's life. This freedom does not always bring the same comfort as a bourgeois style of life, but it allows one to live, to feel alive. Of course, it's tough, sometimes very tough. But did our great-grandparents who plowed fields or worked on parts at Ford's factory before going off to battlefield have an easier life? No penicillin or other antibiotics, barely any aspirins, no internet, no telephones, no electricity, no running water, no sewerage. Let's stop complaining and move forward. Let's stop licking our wounds and move on. Today, despite the difficulties, thanks to a chaotic and bumpy path, I have achieved a large part of my adolescent dreams. Others came later, dreams of post-adolescence, then dreams of young adulthood, and today dreams of adulthood. Every day should be used to accomplish a part of these dreams. With each fulfilled childhood dream, a barrier falls, a liberating satisfaction emerges that instills faith. Faith, because without it, nothing is possible. Today, I dedicate this book to all the young people who thirst for adventure, self-transcendence, selflessness, accomplishment, pride, and who do not want to settle for wearing out their pants on university benches and being the object of desires from the left or the right, political side or others. In his excellent book, The Gallop of the Hussard, Christian Millau, of the famous gastronomic book Go et Millau, celebrates the values that I present here, and this book was a very revelation for me. I claim this bravado spirit, willingly schoolboy and guard corps, turbulent, rebellious, joyful, romantic, and sometimes brutal, selfish, disdainful of conventions, but with an exacerbated sense of honor. This hussar awakens the freedom that lies dormant within us. Embrace life like a hussar. Ride bareback, for God's sake. Keep in mind, however, that freedom comes at a price, and sometimes it is expensive. But it is at this price that you will enjoy it. To those, past, missing our future friends who only dream of great Eric Hussard rides, I dedicate these lines. Lieutenant Tom Morrell, an heroic resistant of World War II, used to say, "We are made for heroic lives." As I finish these few lines, a prayer comes to mind, the airborne soldier prayer. Because finally, by throwing myself into John Lartigue's books and General Bijar or Erwan Bergo and Major Saint-Marc, what did I discover? I discovered the spirit of camaraderie, brotherhood, the gift of self, the sense of sacrifice. Few people seek them out. This parachutist prayer written by First Lieutenant Zirnild, killed in action in Sierra Nevada in Libya in 1942, retraces quite well the journey of an entrepreneur, this adventurer, this peacetime warrior. This word of a prayer may seem futile, but on closer inspection, teenage dreams are our prayers. And if we look a little closer, we realize that despite ourselves, we are much less rational than we would like to be. Is it rational to be afraid? Not afraid for yourself, afraid for others, those who are going to leave behind. We can only live with peace of mind when the seeds have grown and reached full maturity. As Major Saint-Marc says, we are paradoxically less afraid of dying at 20 than at 45. With wisdom, we become aware of the richness of life and what we can let go prematurely. In the face of fear, there is hope. Hope does not exist without faith. Because without hope, everything is lost. It is nothingness, neutral and cold interstellar space. The life of a business leader is indeed that of the peacekeeping fighter. My God, God, O Lord, give me what others do not want. Give me what you have left. I do not want rest, nor even health. All that is asked enough of you, but give me faith, give me strength and courage, so that I can be sure of myself. Give me torment, give me strength and courage. That was Zirnild, First Lieutenant, part of his prayer. So I am partly fulfilled, except that today, settled and gentrified, I am no longer entirely sure that I always want what others don't want. Today I do the job, is it one, that I love, that fascinates me and that gives me a living. There are ups and downs. We are more fulfilled and satisfied when we are at the top than when we are at the bottom. But this job, this activity, the expertise that I sell to my client, I would not have it if I had not had this thirsty for freedom very early on and if the path had not been so tortuous. This journey, this endless trail, led me slowly but surely to what I am today. I wouldn't change one iota for anything in the world, even if some trails were sometimes very steep, sometimes on the verge of discouragement at the end of a curve in the field, the horizon appeared again, liberator, jubilant. If I do this job, it's because I had a little of what others didn't want. Today, I am no longer like I was 20 years old. All fired up, full of passion and vigor, I can testify with insights, testifies about what I saw, what I see, where my activities take me. I want to be a witness, a light, a watchman, a sentinel, an outpost, a small faint light in the dark night. I want to say to young people, don't be afraid. Take your future head on. Meet the challenges of your time. The future belongs to you. And as said, Special Forces motto, who dares win?